USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Nashville, Tennessee, after early morning tornadoes killed at least 21 people and caused millions of dollars worth of damage to property. President Trump says the federal government is working with local officials.
We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their great governor, Bill Lee, to make sure that everything is done properly. FEMA is already on the ground, and I'll be going there on Friday.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials over the response to the coronavirus outbreak.
People who are sick, who want to get tested, are not being told where to go. Even when people do get tested, and it's very few so far, the results are taking way longer to get back to them.
The Democrat also said during a hearing on Capitol Hill, this is a frightening time for her state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
The Fed makes a surprise announcement in response to coronavirus fears, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
My colleagues and I took this action to help the U.S. economy keep strong in the face of new risks to the economic outlook.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell announcing that the Fed has cut a key interest rate by a half percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak.
The virus and the measures that are being taken to contain it will surely weigh on economic activity, both here and abroad, for some time.
Given the nature of the economic impacts from the coronavirus outbreak, many analysts say the rate reduction probably won't do much. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Walmart is considering getting into the healthcare business. The chain has opened up a new Walmart Health Center in Georgia where people can be seen by a doctor. The health center is in Calhoun, Georgia, which is just a little more than an hour outside of Atlanta. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli is calling for a boycott of Greyhound after the bus company announced they would stop cooperating with federal immigration enforcement. Cuccinelli tells Fox News they're going to continue doing enforcement at transportation hubs, and it's been going on for years.
So it's very similar to when we saw this from Greyhound, is the Congress has given Customs Border Protection 100 miles from the border to essentially do border enforcement. If you think about that, it makes perfect sense. You can't literally expect to line a 2,000-mile border, and heck, the southern border is shorter than the northern border, with people to deal with people exactly on the border. So we have internal checkpoints near the border, and the real issue here is doing enforcement at transportation hubs. And I got news for you and this bus company. We're going to keep doing enforcement right at those transportation hubs within the boundaries of the law, as we have for decades. Decades, literally. President's been very clear to keep pressing ahead.
Cuccinelli also says that a federal judge's ruling that he was unlawfully appointed to act as head of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has nothing to do with his current position as acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, and the decision from the judge will be appealed. Check us out online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.